The Headline Challenge. BBC Tees.
Now, here he is, head of the Northern Echo, the Baron himself. Peter Barron, good morning to you.
Morning, Ali, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you, Peter, very well. You had a great week last week, but of course it all starts afresh on a Monday morning. Your story for today is in the Headline Challenge.
The story is about Broxy the Rottweiler, who has to go to the vet after she swallows a needle and thread.
Oh, dear me.
I know.
Benjamin R. Labrador swallowed quite a number of things over a number of years, so I know exactly what the owners of Broxy will be feeling. The headline to go with the story is...
A stitch in time saves canine.
A stitch in time saves canine. Sarah from the breakfast team, you were really, really worried at 8.30
because
you thought... What are we going to do?
We've had a
refresh
few.
The screen.
Okay. I've got to sing some. Joy says, stitch me up before you go, go. Yeah, that's great. Steve and Pam say, bob, bob, bobbing along.
Yep.
These aren't great, are they? Another Stephen says, it's the PJ and Duncan song, Vets Get Ready to Thimble. These are bad, aren't they?
I think there's some pretty good ones.
Daniel says, Thready Mill. Julian says, So Rot. Archie says, Hound is so lucky. And
yeah.
Eileen says, He seemed so well.
He seemed so well.
But the one we're going with is from Andy, and it's a rotten so-and-so. Because of Rottweiler, rotten so-and-so.
A rotten saw and saw. BBC Tees Breakfast. A stitch in time saves canine from the Northern Echo. The arbiter of all things fair, Peter, for the whole of the week is Producer Lee.
Producer Lee, do the right thing.
Do pretty good.
Do the right thing.
Point of piece today.
What do you mean a point of piece? You know that the BBC Tees headline was rubbish and the Northern Echo's headline was brilliant.